Okay, I now would like to bring up a woman I've heard a few times, and she writes some really good songs and is part of the Sam W. community. Please welcome Wanda Metcalf.
I know. I'm working on memorizing it. I haven't gotten there yet. No.
So what are you going to do?
This is going
to turn the light on.
All right.
Which way is it going? Over here and over here?
Yep.
All right, we'll put it right in the middle. Have a good time.
Thank you. Okay, well, I did this actually quite recently, so I apologize to anyone who's already heard it and is sick of it already, but this is my spookiest song, so. Ichabod Crane was a school teacher and the oddest looking creature with a long snipe nose and large green glassy eyes. His head was small and flat, and when fitted with a hat, his scarecrow-like appearance was worthy of a prize. His frame was long and lanky, and he always had a hanky to guard his beak from any nasty smells. His highly superstitious and also quite ambitious, for he courted fair Katrina Van Tess. Katrina was a charmer, daughter of a wealthy farmer, and she had all of the lads under her spell. But the primary contender, a fine sample of his gender, was Brombones Von Blunt, who thrived on raising hell. Old Van Tassel held a fest where Ichabod was guest. Alas, Brombones had been invited too. And the looks between this pair intensified to glares as time passed and they consumed Van Tassel's brew. Guests drank rum and savored stories of patriots and Tories. Brom told a local legend from the war, of a horseman long since dead, who still sought his missing head, and failing that would happily take yours. The party carried on till the sun had long since gone, and when Ichabod was finally set to leave, he felt a slight unease as the moon shone through the trees, and a ghostly wind plucked gently at his sleeve. He saddled up his horse and he set a homeward course, but the horse, headless horseman preyed upon his mind. Halfway home he heard a sound and he dared not turn around because he was afraid what he might find. If I make it to the river, he considered with a shiver, ghosts cannot cross moving water, it is said. And he didn't want a session with a ghastly headless Hessian, whose presence he felt strongly as he sped. Now our intrepid schoolmaster is fleeing ever faster, and he's almost reached the bridge abutment. Did our hero get away? Brombones von Gaunt won't say, but Ichabod was never seen again. Ichabod was never seen again.
Well, that was a pretty cool song. How about a big hand for Wanda Metcalf?